This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Cheryl. Hey.
Hey, TK. I don't want to say we cover a lot of stuff because we really don't. Mm-hmm. We don't cover much stuff.
Yeah.
But we have some fun stories.
We do. We have some fun stories. We're covering an Oscar Award nominated documentary.
That's right.
It's not on the fun, joyful side. I'm glad that this movie happened, but it's
okay.
I would say it's a little different than yes. other things we cover.
Yes.
Why don't we
get ready?
Yeah.
If I were listening and I heard you say that, I'd be like, I'll table it.
No, don't table it.
Don't table it, you guys.
There are things
that you don't want to miss.
You do not want to miss.
We go into a...
Don't spill beans.
A territory.
Just get into it.
Okay. Ladies and jerks, welcome to The Mole Agent.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story. Tig, did you get a haircut?
I did. I got a haircut. And you know who cut my hair?
Who?
Me.
Whoa.
Well, I've been cutting my hair in the pandemic. And then I was in Florida.
Okay, I knew it.
Without you. I was in Florida without you.
I know. I'm so mad.
And then I got home and I have like this big event that I have to go to on Thursday. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to like cut my hair.
I mean, it looks great.
Short.
It's short.
It's very short.
I mean, I'm surprised you can get to the sides like that. I don't want to call it a military cut because that's a little, that seems a little dramatic.
Yeah.
But it's like tight and right on
it's
the sides.
Tight and right.
No?
I was just doing that because in March, we are going to my cousin's wedding, and this is my final haircut. I think I told you my hair guy died a couple of years ago.
Oh, God. Oh, he didn't, but I'm sorry to hear that.
And I've stayed loyal to him by not hiring anyone to cut my hair for two
That's
years.
That's crazy.
And so I have cut my own hair and had retired wig makers cut my hair. And I actually think you and I, we've talked about this, should do a streaming episode of Tig and Cheryl and You Should Cut My Hair live.
I love it.
Wouldn't that be fun?
You're going to have to let it grow out a little.
Well, definitely. I mean, definitely.
But you've got good hair. I mean, it seems to grow fast and it seems
it grows really fast.
Yeah, let's do that. I mean, we'll hear from our listeners if that's something
you want to see. Yeah, I'm sure everyone's going to say, no way, I don't want to see that.
Oh, man.
How are you doing, Cheryl?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm back home, which is nice, really nice.
Okay.
And, you know, just like settling in.
Okay.
That doesn't sound exciting at all,
does
it?
No. Mm-mm. But if that's what you're doing, that's what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing.
How is
Puerto Rico? Highs and lows.
Yeah.
Highs and lows. highs and lows. But all in all, it was very fun. It's a very beautiful place. The people there are amazing and nice.
Okay.
I mean, nobody should complain about working in Puerto Rico, right?
No, but you will.
I sure will. You know what? Once it's announced and we can talk about it, I'll tell you all about it openly.
All right. Also, back to my hair before we get right into it.
Yeah. Yes.
I also cut the back of my hair without looking. And I think I did a pretty good job.
Can I see?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Well, it's got a shelf-like quality. Is that what you were going for?
No. But keep in mind, I didn't look. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Okay. Okay, yeah. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
There have been worse haircuts.
No, I think you look adorable.
No.
If that's what you were going for.
I know I don't look adorable, but
You do.
No, I know I don't, but I feel like there are worse haircuts that have happened.
There are absolutely worse haircuts.
Stephanie likes my haircut.
It looks cute.
Now you're trying to
backtrack. I mean, also words, I'm using words that probably, it's not what you were going for. Sophisticated? That also can't be it.
No.
Carefree. It looks very carefree.
Gay. Gay.
You look, and I quote Rachel Harris, who is quoting Cher, gay as balloons?
Gay as balloons.
Is that a saying?
I don't know. I mean, I've been wandering around the gay community for a while now, for a few decades, and I haven't heard it, but I also don't hang out with Cher. Unfortunately.
Same.
Unfortunately.
Hey, if you're listening, Cher.
Hey, Cher, hey.
Hey, Cher, hey. Let us know if that's like, did you coin the phrase? Is this offensive to people? I can't imagine that somebody would love hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you seem gay as balloons. That does not
I don't know. Like somebody... If somebody said I was seemed gay as balloons, I'd be like, awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Joyful.
Yeah.
Tig, today we are talking about the mole agent.
Something sad as balloons.
It is. It's a 2020 Chilean documentary film directed by Maite Alberti, combining documentary footage with elements of docufiction. The film follows Sergio, an elderly man who goes undercover to investigate a nursing home in Chile. The Mole Agent premiered at Sundance and was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Documentary Feature. I see you raising your eyebrows.
Why? I hear you laughing.
No, because I saw you raise your eyebrows.
No, you were smirking. Yeah. You were smirking.
I was reading the copy.
Don't you dare.
And it said nominated for an Academy Award.
I understand that. I believe it. I get it.
And it's available to watch on Hulu.
Listen, I'm glad I watched this. You know, it's one of those things where you get insight into a world. And then, you know, oddly, very, very crazy timing. I'm kind of dealing with this right now.
Same. And it's,
Yeah.
But, maybe we'll talk about it.
Okay. Now or later.
Well, I'm going to tell the listeners what the documentary is about.
Yeah.
So they know the world of which we speak. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's in Spanish.
Yes. I don't like subtitles.
No, of course, because you like to sleep during your documentaries and you're probably in a twilight sleep so you can hear some of it.
Oh, no. I fell asleep.
Yes.
Three different times, but mainly because I was also very tired.
Mm. When you have to read subtitles, you already are having to, you know, it's asking a lot of you.
Yeah.
Of one.
Yeah, when my eyes go back and forth with reading.
It's exhausting.
And it's that, like, hypnotizing thing where it kind of puts me to sleep where I'm
it's self-hypnosis.
Yeah,
because your eyes are going like in the cartoons when they
and
have
I
a
think
watch.
That's even why just movies and TV make me go to sleep because my eyes are moving back and forth. And I'm like, oh boy, I'm out. and so.
Well, this one, okay. So this one, actually, I was a little... I hope that you'll have clarity for me.
Okay. I highly doubt I will, but how can I help you?
Okay, so there's a guy named Sergio. Mm-hmm. He's in his 80s, mm-hmm. and he is hired to spy on the San Francisco. That's what it's called. It's not. It has nothing to do with the city of San Francisco.
Yeah, it's,
do not get
no.
excited about that. Yeah.
Everyone calm down about it being in San Francisco, okay? Take a seat, weirdos. And people that are gayer than balloons, sit down. It doesn't have anything to do.
Nothing to do with San Francisco. Yeah. There's a daughter of a woman named Sonia Perez who thinks that her mother may be being mistreated at this nursing home.
Sure.
So the daughter hires a private investigator?
Yes.
Is that guy real or was that guy like an actor? Because he seemed like, well, he was like acting like Columbo or,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, here's the thing. Stephanie yeah. made a very good point, and I wonder if she's right.
Yes.
She said, I kind of didn't believe that there was someone that hired this person. It almost she said it almost seemed like they had a premise that they wanted
yeah.
to cover for this movie.
Yeah.
And she said, why would right. we have never seen the woman?
Right. So this PI puts out an ad and says, I'm looking for someone between 80 and 90 mm-hmm. who wants to do undercover spy work mm-hmm. in a nursing home.
Yeah.
So all these guys, you know, want to do it, and they pick Sergio. And, you know, the PI guy is trying to teach Sergio about going undercover. And he's like, you're going to call me. You're going to FaceTime me. Do you know how to FaceTime? And Sergio was like, I can figure it out. Mm-hmm. And Sergio, God bless him. He's like,
God
yeah.
did bless him, by the way.
He was
a special
I don't want to spill
person.
Any beans, but an attractive man.
Okay, easy. He was a very special, special person. And here's where I was confused.
Okay.
If you're going in and making a documentary, why do you need all these spy things?
Well, especially if there are already cameras.
That's what I'm saying.
The confusing
like,
part.
You have cameras
following
and you have access.
You around.
Why do you need this other stuff?
I don't know, but the Academy
ate it up.
Loved it.
Loved the
loved it.
Loved
the
it.
The Academy. So, I mean, what's sweet is Sergio had lost his wife yeah. like 3 or 4 months prior.
Yeah.
And was lonely. And his daughter is in the film and she's very sweet. And she
loved
says,
her. Loved her.
Yeah, loved her. And
very attractive woman.
Okay, don't spill beans.
You spilled Sergio beans.
Well, I'm just painting a picture.
So was I.
So she says, I'm worried about my father going into this nursing home. Will I be able to see him? Mm-hmm. Are they going to be mad because he's doing this spy work? Mm-hmm. And Sergio said to her, I really want to do this. I'm kind of lonely. It gives me a purpose, and I'm excited to do it. It yeah. was very sweet.
Absolutely.
So it starts off, you know, great. Mm-hmm. He goes undercover. He goes into the home.
And, you know, I have to say, it wouldn't have stuck out to me that there was such a discrepancy between him and a lot of the other people in the nursing home.
Yeah.
Unless I knew I was watching a documentary about this and that he had all his faculties in order and he
yes.
was.
He dresses nicely.
Yeah.
He gets up every day and puts on a suit.
Right. And I think if I was in a nursing home visiting somebody and I just saw an old man, I'd be like, oh, and then he lives here and she lives here. But after a certain point, it started to be glaring. That yeah. he should not be in there.
I know. I was worried about him.
Yeah.
So it was, it's an honest look at aging.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a few honest looks at aging.
What do you mean? Me and you in life or
just
on
like
this
these
show?
FaceTimes, I can see us aging.
How dare you? I look no different than I did, at another point.
But we did the, national headlines.
Oh, yeah, we did do national headlines.
Okay. Can we just circle back to that for a second?
Yeah.
Because I had said The Villages is the place to be when you get older.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch the documentary about the villages and then watch this documentary, you're going to be like, I'm moving to Orlando stat.
Well, I don't know if I even told you. I am so confused by my tour. It's been so busy.
Yeah.
But did I tell you my assistant, his parents live in like a retirement community?
No.
They have a place.
Okay.
In Fort Myers.
Okay.
They live in New Hampshire, but he was like, they have a place in Fort Myers. It's just a 2-bedroom place. They have their own private pool.
Whoa.
And he said we could stay there for 4 days in Florida, or we could get a hotel.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that kind of sounds fun. You know, it's like, I like hotels, but I like them in small doses. They start to get a little lonely, you know? And so I was like, oh, that'd be nice to just have a 2-bedroom condo and a pool. And I was like, I'll do that. Cheryl, I get it now. And I can't believe I'm only 4.5 years away from qualifying for this community.
But it's like, like a resort.
Cheryl, yes. Yeah. And everybody has golf carts.
That's my dream.
And every night when the sun's going down.
What happens?
Everyone gets dressed up, gets on their golf carts, drive around and honk at each other, all dressed up with their cocktails.
That's what I want to do.
Cheryl, that's what I didn't know that I wanted to do.
Until you experienced. Did you dress up and honk?
I didn't dress up because I didn't bring anything that looks dressed up.
Especially Florida. They have their own specific
style. It was more. It's more about having your cocktail and driving around and honking at people, which we did. And then we swung by the bar called Flip Flops. Of course, I thought of you and all your spankings.
It's painful. It's painful. That's
but I was so into it. And I was just like, I get this life. I really, you know, you can hear about it or you can watch it on that documentary. I can't remember the name of it. What was it?
What was the name? Thomas will tell us. Some Kind of Heaven.
Yeah. You can watch that and go, oh, okay. But when I was in there, in this other version of it.
You get it.
Not only do I get it, I can't wait. I can't wait.
I think the trick is to get there early enough to enjoy the stuff.
Yeah.
And then when you need more care, they've got it under control and they know how to move in and help you with your stuff. And Yeah. I think there's a window.
Okay. Well, we need to give people a break.
We're going
to
come back and really let you know what happens in the mole agent.
Which is not much, but we will come back and let you know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS. Or play online via Facebook games.
And we are back on Tig and Cheryl True Story, the most hard-hitting documentary film podcast out there.
If you want to learn some stuff about events,
find somewhere else to go.
I just wanted to say, going back to like not knowing how to use your phone, did I ever tell you that?
Probably.
After I got divorced, I have a very good relationship with my ex-husband. Mm-hmm. And it was good because we didn't use divorce attorneys. We only used a mediator.
Mediator. Mm-hmm.
Which I suggest if there's anybody out there that's like, maybe I should get divorced. If you need to do that, do it. But get a mediator if you can.
You know who's a mediator?
Who?
Meredith Salinger, Patton Oswalt's wife.
Oh.
She's an actress, but she also, she loves to mediate.
Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah, yeah, it's a better way to go. And it's...
Why is it a better way to go?
Because then you're not paying for two attorneys mm-hmm. and two attorneys that are attacking each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just trying to keep... They want to keep attacking each other because they want to keep billing you.
Yeah.
But if you have a mediator, you both sit down with one person, one mm-hmm. mediator, and you say, here's what I feel like I would like to walk away with from the marriage. And the other person says, this is what I would like to walk away with. And then the mediator looks at the two lists and says, here's what you guys agree on. Here's what you don't agree on. Let's talk about the things that you don't agree on and figure it out.
And was that hard on the stuff you don't agree on?
It wasn't hard for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure it is hard on some people, but yeah. for us, it was just sort of down the middle.
Yeah.
And we kept saying we're going to err on the side of generosity. So if he wanted something, I was like, that's fine. If yeah. you love the couch, take the couch. You know, if it's going to bring
you It was a good joy. Couch. It was a really good couch.
But what's weird is like 2 years later, my phone started to act up.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept... FaceTiming, my phone would FaceTime Frank, the mediator. This is two years after, I would look down and I would be FaceTiming Frank. I mean, which is so crazy because it's like, first of all, you don't even call your mediator 2 years later, much less FaceTime?
Yeah.
He must just look down and go, whoa, Cheryl Hines is trying to FaceTime me at 8 a.m. I guess I should get it.
Do you think he was like, oh, she left her ex and now she wants a piece of this? She...
You know what? I finally had to delete him from my contacts because my phone would not stop FaceTiming him.
I think it's really your ass, right?
Yeah, my ass. Yeah, my ass. My ass was in love with Frank. But isn't that weird?
Kind of.
Oh, and you know who I accidentally FaceTimed once was Nicole Miller.
Who's that?
She's a very famous designer. She designs dresses and stuff.
Braggadocious alert! This is why people come to us for the hard-hitting details of documentaries is because we talk about who of our ass...
Accidentally FaceTimes.
Yeah.
But you know what's very sweet about Nicole Miller? She answered.
Tell me.
She answered. While she was at work. I didn't even know I had FaceTimed her. She's like, Cheryl. I hear someone say, Cheryl, Cheryl. And I look down. I'm like, Nicole Miller? She's like, are you okay? I'm like, yes. I don't have any sort of emergency, much less a fashion. Why would I need to FaceTime Nicole Miller? I don't know.
There's this person, an actress who, braggadocious alert, who I am actually better friends with now. But at the time when I first had her phone number, not when I FaceTimed her, but like 6 months later when I was scrolling through my calls, I saw that I had FaceTimed her at one point. And I was like, I know for a fact I didn't FaceTime her. But I asked her, you know, in the past year or so, if she ever remembered getting a FaceTime from me. And she said she didn't. And I don't know if she was lying because she was thinking, why was Tig FaceTiming me?
Did I ever tell you my Ray Romano story about pocket dialing?
I don't know.
I did a movie with Ray called The Grand. Thank you. And... we played husband and wife, and this is when I first sort of met Ray. It was an improvised movie about poker. We exchanged numbers because he had to leave before the end of the shoot. And he was like, oh, I'm curious to know who wins this poker tournament. So text me after the shoot and let me know. Well, I didn't text him because I was like, Ray Romano doesn't care.
Right.
And I go to the wrap party, and it's like midnight in Los Angeles. Ray is on the East Coast with his wife and kids.
Okay.
His wife and kids. And this guy comes up to me and says, can I pitch a funny idea for Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Uh-huh.
And I said, it's not a great time. And he's like, it'll take a second. I said, okay. So we go into this hallway and he launches into this story about my wife and I were trying to get pregnant. We were having a hard time. So I had to go in and give a semen sample.
Oh, Cheryl.
And I went into the room and I said, okay.
God.
I said, can I get some lube? And the nurse, this is this guy that I don't know is telling
Cheryl.
Me.
Cheryl.
And he said, can I get some lube? And the nurse said, no, you can't because we need your, you know, clean semen, not mixed with lube. And he was like, how am I going to jerk off without lube? And
Cheryl.
She's like, this, I'm just telling you the story. This is what the guy is
telling
me. You
have never told me this story.
Okay.
And I hope you never do again.
And then
I'd almost say stop.
And then he said, and then he goes, okay, so I'll do my best. He said, do you have any porn? And then he didn't like the porn that they had. And so this guy is telling me this whole story. And I said, okay, thank you for the story. I will pass it on to Larry. And I looked down and my phone was connected to Ray Romano's phone. Keep in mind, it is 3 o'clock in the morning where I've never called him before. And I...
Wait, did he hear this?
Tig, I looked down at my phone. I saw it was connected and I said, oh, shit. And I pressed end. And then I looked to see how long I was connected. And I had been connected for like 15 minutes. And then I looked and my phone had called him 3 other times before. I had called him four times at 3 o'clock in the morning. And this is a married man. And I was freaking out. I go back.
I love how you say a married man, like he or his wife would think you were flirting with such like disgusting information.
Well, listen, nobody wants to look over and see that their significant other has been called 4 times at 3 o'clock
by a lunatic.
And so I go back into the party and I was talking to a friend and I was like, now I feel like I should call back and say, hey. And she goes, stop. Just stop. You got to settle down. She goes, he probably did not even know it was you. Have you ever talked to each other before? And I said, no. And she goes, your number probably came up. Your name is not in his phone. Like, don't let it go.
Yeah.
I'm sure he didn't hear it. He didn't see it. Let it go.
Don't follow up with a lube call explaining.
So I let it go. The next morning, very early in the morning, I get a call from Ray. And he's like, did you call me like 4 times last night in the middle of the night? And I said, oh, my God, this guy came up to me. And he was talking about he had to jack off without lube and then he didn't like the porn. And then I looked down at my phone and I was connected to you. And I said, oh, shit. I said, I'm so sorry. Did you hear any of that? And he said, I heard you say, oh, shit. He said, but I didn't hear the other part. Say it again, but this time slower. And that was the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Oh.
But that's pretty terrifying.
Well, we have to take a break.
Oh, shit. I'm
kidding.
Oh, shit. Oh, we don't?
No. I just thought it'd be like comedic timing-wise.
All right, let's get back to, what are we talking about? The mole agent.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, we do have to take a break. Oh. Okay. So let's take a break and then we will get back to discuss elderly people in nursing homes.
Nursing homes.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We are back.
We're back. And I'm sorry if I offended anyone with the talk of lube. No, we've talked about worse things than lube.
No, I would say that is rock bottom for us.
No, it's not. Oh.
We're still heading to rock bottom.
Yeah. Okay, so now Sergio is a very sweet guy that's in the nursing home. Mm-hmm. He's doing his investigation. He's the best dressed man there. All the women are falling in love with him.
Yeah.
He's very sweet to them all. He listens to them. And
he's so sweet.
Oh, he's very sweet. And what else? And now he's giving his...
Not a lot happens for a while. We also should mention that.
Not a lot.
There's not a lot of twists or turns.
There's not one twist
no.
and not one turn.
No, no.
He goes in.
And then he comes out.
Okay, I don't want to say this is spilling beans because it's a stretch, but he is elected as the nursing home king.
I feel like that is spilling beans.
And he danced with every woman there. It was so cute.
Gave them all a little kiss on the cheek.
Oh, they were so happy.
And then the credits rolled.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I was totally with Sergio on this because Sergio, you know, he said to the guy, Romolo, the problem isn't that the staff is stealing or being mean to the residents. It's that their loved ones aren't visiting them.
Yeah.
And where is the ladies that I'm spying on? Where is her daughter?
Yeah.
She doesn't visit.
Yeah. Is she even real?
I mean, honestly, this documentary never addresses that.
Yeah.
But do we think she's real?
It's probably real.
I guess so. If it's... Although, now that I'm reading this for the first time, docufiction, elements of docufiction. What's the fiction?
I don't know, Cheryl. What's the docu?
There's no way to know. So it was very sweet. Sergio's family came for his birthday, and the whole nursing home had a celebration. And a guy sang a song. Do you know who the guy was?
No.
There was like a guy that just sort of showed up, which was very sweet.
Maybe I was sleeping.
Were sleeping. He sang a song to Sergio, mostly like, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Yeah, I missed that.
Sergio was really moved.
Okay.
He cried. He, you know, felt a connection with all the people there. It was very sweet.
I can't even imagine the bump in numbers that this documentary is going to get after this episode that we just did.
People are hearing this and they're like, I got to watch the Mole Agent.
Oh, man. Try to stop me. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
And that's what I asked Stephanie. I said, are you glad you saw this? And she said, absolutely. You know, there is something to having this information and being reminded that people need help and are lonely. And, you know.
It did make me want to go sing at a retirement home. And I am not a good singer.
I don't know if people need that. Okay. Stephanie told me when she was a kid, she would go sing at retirement homes at Christmas time, and she'd walk in and she'd sing. And she said, honestly, I felt like most of them were like, get out of my room. Like, please
like
leave.
Who said you could?
Yeah. Like, quit treating us like.
Yeah. Like, we're dying to hear you come
sing.
Yeah.
It's like when I'm in the hospital, if somebody popped in and they're like, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, I would be like, are you kidding me? I can barely breathe. I'm in pain. I'm medicated. Scram, clown. You know?
Scram, clown. Yeah. Maybe like a nice day of. Putting a puzzle together or something.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, get out.
Get out. Okay, Sergio writes to Romolo.
Ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
And tells him that loneliness is the worst part of the home.
Drum for
and many
you,
residents feel abandoned. He wants to leave, but will miss Martha and the rest of the residents.
That's my favorite Christmas song.
Me too. I like. Oh no, you know which one I like? I can't think of it.
Well, take your time. What is it?
It's slow, and then it goes, and then there's a key change, and then they sing really high.
This should be our Christmas episode.
They're fascinating. Okay, I remembered mine.
Oh, what is it?
I guess it's So Come All Ye Faithful. Wait, it's O Holy Night. No, it's O Holy Night.
Sing
and
it.
And then it goes, Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior. And then they go, fall on your knees, hear the angels call.
Okay, we have to take a break.
Oh, night divine.
Oh, you know what song I love?
What?
I love the Pretenders version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Are you a good singer?
No. Okay. Is that not obvious?
Yeah. Well, I was hoping you were a good singer and I would like cling on to you.
Chime in?
Yeah. I would wait to hear what key you were in.
Oh, yeah. No. Match it. No. I also really love the John Lennon song where he's like, so this is Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
What have you done? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thomas said it's happy Christmas. The war is
war
over.
War is over.
War is over. Okay. Yeah.
Happy Christmas, war is
over.
Well,
we're gonna revisit this at Christmas time.
And also, just a big Merry Christmas to everyone listening right now around the globe on Wednesday, March 2nd. Well, I guess that's not when this airs, but whatever. Right.
But
it's March. It's springtime. In 2022.
We're just getting ready. Tig.
Yeah.
You have anything else you want to say about?
Well, I was going to say that my stepfather has been in the hospital. And he, you know, it's that crazy time where it's not easy for him to be. Nobody thinks it's easy for him to be living on his own.
Yeah.
And then things are happening.
Yeah.
That are making that clear.
Indicators, yeah.
And the main indicator being that he's been in the hospital for, you know, almost a week now.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, it's like, what do you do when somebody isn't open to these conversations?
Ooh, it's hard. Believe me, I've been living in this space for a while. It is really hard. Mm-hmm. Because you can't make somebody do something.
Right.
And by the way, I think the term nursing home is not great. It doesn't sound good. Mm-mm. We've talked about this before. It's hard to, like, there's got to be something else to call it. Assisted living, that's not sexy.
I don't know if people in that world are needing a sexy living situation.
I mean,
and that's not to say you are not sexual beings still.
Right,
but
still, look at this. Hey, by the way,
Sergio.
Yeah, Sergio, one of the women was like really hot.
I would say a bunch of women were hot.
Yeah,
for
but
him.
She was openly saying, I would like to get it on with Sergio.
And it's so funny to hear people from this age group the way they were talking. Yeah. I turned to Stephanie, I was like, who talks like this? He can move a conversation along nicely. And he, you know, all these, I can't even pretend to speak like that. They were all so articulate.
They were. Yeah. What they're looking for in a man. Mm-hmm. He's a gentleman. Mm-hmm. He's a nice dresser. He has his faculties. It's like, okay.
That's what you're looking for. That would be a fun dating site to stumble upon if somebody was just flat out honest, like, I don't have my faculties anymore.
Right. But I'm still
still ready to go.
So I can do some things, but not all.
Most things I cannot do. What are you willing to
to go along with?
Yeah.
It's got to be out. There's got to be an app. I don't know. Like, my mom couldn't use a dating app.
But you want your mother to find a place? I guess this is where we talked about a place for mom.
Mom, I wanted them to go to the Villages.
Yeah.
I begged them. But instead, they got a little place next to my sister's.
Oh, poor Dr. Becky Hines.
Yeah.
But I feel like I need a place for stepfather.
Oh, you needed a place for stepfather.
Yeah.
It's so hard. I mean, I would love to hear from our listeners if they have advice on how to help somebody get comfortable with the idea of you know, moving into a place that can give you the right assistance. It's hard.
Yeah, because it's like, I feel like if you move in, people are so scared to give up their independence.
Yeah.
But I feel like it allows for more independence.
It does. It really does.
When you are in a safe environment.
Yes. And you have somebody else that's like
checking on you.
You know, getting your food and making dinner. And it's like, that's so nice.
Mark my words.
Yes.
As soon as I show any sign.
You're going to Fort Myers.
If I trip on a rug because I'm not paying attention.
You are checking in to Fort Myers.
I am flying directly to Fort Myers. And that's
and you're
going to
pick out the nicest golf cart.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, I'm not a big drinker, but I.
It's never too late to start.
It's never too late to start. You're right.
That's my motto.
Yes.
Tig, are you ready for our final thoughts?
I am.
Okay. It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry?
I didn't.
No.
But it was sad. It was
sad and depressing. Don't get us wrong.
Yeah.
Who were you attracted to? I feel like we've already...
Sergio's daughter.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll say Sergio.
I thought she was pretty, but she also, her disposition, I mean.
Was very sweet.
Yeah, she's the daughter of Sergio.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that family.
Well, that's why I'm saying Sergio.
Although I really also liked the woman, I can't remember her name.
that crowned him king? I liked her.
No. I really liked the woman who.
Who sort of has Alzheimer's.
She got the pictures of her
family.
Yes.
Loved
her. She
was so sweet and cute.
And she was pretty. Yeah.
Oh, I loved her.
Loved her.
She was great.
I'll fight you for her.
Okay, that's all for this week.
Yeah.
We'll be watching Glow, the story of the gorgeous ladies of wrestling, which you can watch for free on Tubi. That sounds fun. Before we go, would you like to listen to some fan mail?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. This is from Darcy H. Hey, Darcy H.
Hey, Darcy H. Hey.
Hi, Tig and Cheryl. I listened to your stories about biting into granola bars covered in bugs. I couldn't wait to tell you about something that happened to me. Oh, no. When I was 14, I was eating a candy bar. Oh, no.
Were there maggots in there?
Oh, God. I don't want to read it.
Okay. I bit into a candy bar that had maggots in it, but
no.
Go ahead.
And I was chewing and I noticed a half-eaten worm
still
wiggling in the place where I had just bitten. I completely freaked out. But then I wrote the company an angry letter using all the legal terms I knew. Ooh, I'm hooked because that's what I was thinking about doing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear how this turned out.
I'm surprised she didn't get a mediator.
That's would have been smart. This, I don't like where this is headed. 2 weeks later, a large box of all kinds of candy arrived at my doorstep.
Full of bugs.
The only kind they left out was the kind I bit into. I guess they knew correctly that I wouldn't want more of the candy that was by then appearing in my nightmares. It didn't end there.
Oh.
A month later, another box came and they kept coming. My mother was not happy with all the candy in the house. But my younger brother was thrilled and he began writing to all the companies that made his favorite snacks. Oh my God. Clothing and even skateboards with the fake stories about finding worms, hairs.
On his skateboard.
Teeth, whatever he could think of in the hopes that he, like me, would scare some company manager into sending him apology packages. It only worked one time, unfortunately resulting in a huge supply of fried pork rinds. Finally, my mother put a stop to all these letters and threw away all the candy and the pork rinds. But to this day, I always write a letter to a company if their product is defective. I thought you might decide to write these companies and see what they send. They need to reckon with the trauma they caused you. Also, I love you both. Laughing is medicine, and you too may not know it, but you are healers. Oh, sincerely, hey, Darcy, hey. Oh, my gosh. I am so glad to hear that because I was thinking, should I have sued that granola company?
I don't know. I mean, are you going to go, like, buy your yacht with granola cash? I mean, what
is
your...
Plus, I didn't, like, bag it up and keep evidence and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really just my word against theirs.
When I was in, I think, junior high or high school, I'd been into some Halloween candy, a candy bar, and there were worms.
No.
And to this day, I cannot confidently bite into candy or candy bars. Vegan, of course.
Vegan, of course.
I always have to break it open or take a bite and have a look-see at what I'm...
Yeah.
You know, if there's actual worms or larvae.
Oh, my God. I mean, are they allowed to...
Put bugs in your food?
I mean, is there like some fine print somewhere that says, hey...
May contain bugs?
Yeah.
No, there's
That's
not.
That's not allowed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it would be allowed, but I don't know if the product would sell. May contain bugs. before we move on,
yes?
the more I look at my hair, could I swing by your house and would you trim it?
You will have a crew cut if I trimmed it. It is short.
Okay.
Do you know this?
Yeah.
Do you
know I know it's very short.
I mean, it looks cute. The back is slightly crazy, if you want me to be honest with you. But maybe it's because you're wearing a sweatshirt and it's creating a little shelf.
I don't have any product in it. I think when I have a little product in it, it looks a little better.
It'll look polished. Would you like to hear one more?
Sure.
Okay. Chris V writes.
Hey, Chris V.
Hi, Tig and Cheryl. I desperately need your help. Mm-hmm. Great.
That's what we're here for.
We are here for it. I desperately need your help to convince my partner, Sarah, to change our cat's name to Snurkbull.
That is a great name.
He's a big, puffy ragdoll currently named Tom, but he's a true Snurkbull. Snurkling about cute as cat.
Snurkling about.
I didn't know this could be used as a verb, but I
don't even know what a verb is.
He's circling about cute as can be. She's not sold on the idea, even if I continue to refer to him as Snurkbull. Please help me convince her, Christina.
You know, you can make a case for yourself, but we have three cats and I call them all different names.
Different names.
You know, we have Skip and I also call her the little one. I would say, oh, look, it's the little one. And she's half the size of the others. And that's where she gets that name. And I also think she looks like Isabel. I'm like, look at little Isabel. Here comes Isabel. Isabel,
so if
the little
one.
If
a stranger walks into your house.
And I hope they don't. Please.
If you had to introduce your cat to that person, what would you call it?
I would say, this is Skip. And then as I was calling the police. What?
I was going to say, are you going to go through all of the names for
this? No, I would say, hi, this is my cat, Skip. And then I would be dialing 911 because a stranger just walked into my house.
Yeah.
And then I would say, hello, little Isabel. Hello, Isabel. Oh, it's the little one. And then I wouldn't care what the stranger thought about the name change.
Well, Christina, I think what you have to do.
What is this? My other podcast?
Yeah.
Don't ask Tig.
Yes. What Christina has to do is when a new person comes into their house, she has to be the first person to introduce the cat.
Mm-hmm.
So people think that the cat's name is Snurkbull.
Mm-hmm.
And if enough people call...
Snurkbull. It's such a great name.
If enough people call it Snurkbull, then Sarah is going to just get edged out. That's just how it's going to work.
But we still want people to let us know if the next streaming show, if they want to see Cheryl Hines cut my hair.
Yes.
I want you to cut my hair for my cousin's wedding at the end of March.
I would love to.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It would be so funny.
Well, we have to get our show together quickly if we're doing this at the end of March.
Okay. Well, then people, as soon as this, how quickly?
I don't know.
But if this is going to happen end of March, write in immediately when this episode drops.
Yeah.
Let us know if you want to see.
Are interested.
Cheryl Hines cut a Tig wig.
the tick wig.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything to promote, Tig? Anything?
Well, I am on tour.
Okay.
Yeah. I am over halfway through with my tour. It's been going so well. There are things that happen, you know. Yeah. Some days are better than others.
Okay.
But the shows have been so fun, you know, when I'm not locked in hotel rooms or my family members aren't in emergency rooms. Oh, but yeah, I have a show in Phoenix. I have a show in Los Angeles and at Largo.
When?
March 8th. You want to come see it?
It's my daughter's birthday.
Happy.
You know she's listening. Hey, Kat, hey.
Hey, Kat, hey. I'll be in Kalamazoo, Milwaukee, Chicago, Madison, Minneapolis, Iowa City, and then I'll be in New York City and Honolulu.
I love Honolulu.
Denver, Salt Lake City, Houston. Mm. Santa Rosa, Santa Cruz.
Okay, okay. Let me just go to look on your website.
Oh, is that what I could tell people?
Yeah, this is getting long-winded.
Amherst, Ithaca.
You're probably wondering what I'm up to. You can still watch I Can See Your Voice on Fox on Wednesdays.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot. It's crazy, and it's a lot of fun.
Vancouver, Victoria.
Oh, my goodness. All right. That's going to do it for today, guys.
Cheryl, should we do it again?
Yes, let's do it again. Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Gabby Kovacic and Thomas Ouellette, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Ouellette, with music by David Sussin. Special thanks to Patrick McDonald and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.